It's 28 to 8 on RN Breakfast. Well, let's continue our coverage of the leadership ballot for the Labor leadership, which will be conducted in the caucus room in Parliament House in Canberra at 9 o'clock this morning. Labor MPs have started rolling up to Parliament House for the ballot. The numbers seem to be falling very firmly in Julia Gillard's way. Anyway, that's what the number counters on her side are telling us. Prime Minister's supporters privately conceding that they are on the losing side of history this morning. Senator Kate Lundy is the senator in the ACT. She's declared her support for the challenger, Julia Gillard, and she's in our Parliament House studio. Kate Lundy, thanks for joining us.
Good morning, Fran.
Julia Gillard will win. Is that your sense of it? What are the numbers?
Look, I don't know what the numbers are. I'll be supporting Julia Gillard for a number of reasons, and she has demonstrated the strength, the capacity, the communication skills, and I think the sheer talent in progressing good policy in this country to deserve the support of our caucus.
She's been feted and effective and quite a popular Deputy Prime Minister, but she has been the Deputy and she's been a loyal Deputy. What's changed? Why does she suddenly need to be in the top job?
Well, I think her loyalty remains true. She has been, I think, asked to step up, to take responsibility for maximising Labor's chances at the next election. We need to defeat the Liberals. We need to defeat work choices again. And I think the majority of caucus believe she's the best person to take that fight up to Tony Abbott.
Why is Kevin Rudd no longer the best person? Just 6 months ago, his popularity in the polls was at phenomenal heights. In fact, I think he's equally the most popular Labor leader ever.
Look, equally, he has done a terrific job as Prime Minister, and Labor has achieved much already, and I'm very proud to be part of the Labor government. But can't, with the highs come the lows, and my concern now is that that loss of confidence in Kevin Rudd has manifested itself to a point where we need to act. And I believe that Julia Gillard will draw the support of caucus and I think inspire all Australians that she can take us forward going into this election and defeat the Liberals. I think there's a real fight on, and I think we need well, I think we have a responsibility to do what we can on behalf of all Australians to ensure a Labor victory.
I think a lot of people listening, though, will be, well, what's the point? How would a Julia Gillard Prime Ministership be for Australians? How will it be different to a Kevin Rudd Prime Ministership? That's got to be the key question for the electorate, doesn't it?
Yeah, and look, I do believe it's about taking a new direction on some policy. Climate change is an area particularly dear to my heart, but there have been problems that we need to fix, and I think there have been enough problems to warrant delivering our confidence into a new Prime Minister, Julia Gillard, to get us through these difficulties. It really is about going into an election and winning that election.
So do you think the brutal truth is that Labor won't win this election unless it makes some key policy changes? Is emissions trading scheme one of those areas that the policy needs to change on? And what would you like the policy to change to under a new leader?
Well, I think one of the concerns is that there's a perceived loss of direction with Labor in tackling climate change. I'm confident that Julia Gillard will be able to define a new direction for us on that. That's certainly feedback.
What direction would you like, Senator Lundy?
Well, I'd like to see a direction that sees us lay out a plan that doesn't include such an expansive deferral of an ETS. I think we need to be talking about that far sooner. That's what I'll be lobbying for within the party. It's what I have been lobbying for.
Have you got any sign from Julia Gillard or others supporting her that she's interested in change in this way?
It's one of the continuing conversations in the Labor Party that I'm keen to be a part of, and I think that the change of leadership signals many things, and one of them is a much improved capacity for us to articulate to the electorate why we need to keep the Liberals out, why Labor is going to take Australia forward in the way that we have been, but I think in a better way.
Julia Gillard is a key member of the kitchen cabinet, as it's called, the Gang of Four, the four people at the top of this Rudd government that have been signing off on all these policy directions. Has she given you any indication to think that she would take a different tack on climate change? She thinks differently?
I think what we're looking for here is a leader that will take us in a new direction on a range of issues. Climate change is one that is dear to my heart. It's been a continuing conversation in the party and in the community, and something that I think we'll be continuing to talk about over the next few days.
Would you like to see before an election the Labor Prime Minister, whoever that is, making some sort of signal about a carbon price?
I'd like to see us restore confidence of the Australian electorate in our climate change strategies, in our ability to tackle climate change. I also think that people are gravely concerned about a return by work choices. Tony Abbott's made it very clear they're going to abandon many of the visionary policies Labor has in place, including the broadband network, which is another area of policy I'm very passionate about. Why would you walk away from a national broadband network, and yet this is exactly what the Liberals plan to do?
Senator Lundy, in terms of confidence, restoring confidence, there's nothing to more damage a brand, you would think, than the constant swinging door of leaders. Since 2001, Labor's deposed Kim Beazley twice, Simon Crean, Mark Latham, Kevin Rudd. Julia Gillard comes into the brand now, if you like. In order for this to be not a very extremely damaging issue for Labor, Julia Gillard's win in the party room, if that's what it is in the caucus today, needs to be a definitive one, a definite one, doesn't it? A big win.
Look, I think it'll be a strong win. I think it will be decisive. That's certainly what I'm encouraging my colleagues to do, to vote strongly behind Julia Gillard. It is quite a historic day and a very important decision for Labor, but one I think we need to take if we're to step up and take responsibility for maximising our chances to defeat the Liberals at the next election. We've got a tough fight on. Kevin Rudd has been doing it tough, and I think this change will improve the confidence in the way that we're looking to do.
Just finally, are you energised by the prospect of Australia's first female Prime Minister, if that's what should occur?
Look, I am, but I think Julia Gillard's record, her capacity, her strength, her communication skills, the fact that she was deputy in the opposition for many years before becoming deputy prime minister means she's the best person for the job. And I don't think you'll find anyone that would argue on gender grounds she deserves it. She deserves it because she is so good.
Senator Lundy, thanks very much for joining us on Breakfast.
Thanks very much, Fran.
Senator Kate Lundy is the Senator for the ACT. It's 22 minutes to 8 on RM Breakfast. We'll be joined in just a moment by Labor frontbencher and Kevin Rudd supporter Craig Emerson.